what a season it's been for Perkins County Track and Field, and especially on the boys' side, Coach. I've had a chance to watch you once, and looking forward to hopefully watching you again here real soon. But, boy, kids, boys, and girls, it's first of all, as a whole, that group's had a great spring, haven't they?
Yep, they're coming around. They're kind of getting out there where I want them. Still got some work to do, but I think we're getting there.
And those important meets are coming up, Coach, of course, with SPVA coming up here this next week. And I think it's got some one more meet, maybe regular season. Got the Best in the Midwest maybe involved in as well. And then, holy cow, it's district. So it that spring really flies by in a hurry, doesn't it?
Yeah, I told the kids once these last couple meets started, it was going to fly through, and it is. Like I said, we told them tomorrow's week 9 of 12, so, and that's actually the state, not even the district, so it's going fast.
Coach, let's start with the boys. Wow, what a group. I mean, depth, especially in your distance, your mid-distance guys. You got some sprinters. You got some field guys as well. But the boys have had quite the spring, haven't they?
Yeah, we knew that we'd have some success on the boys' side. We did, but we also knew we really wasn't going to have a lot of depth. We're really kind of short on our field events right now. A lot of young guys in those. I mean, we knew from about 400 on up, we'd be pretty strong. We got a young hurdler who's just kind of getting going, a freshman there, that Luke Minster. I think he's going to come around a little bit in the future. So, but yeah, and then our main sprinter, Ryder Potts, he's really coming around. He's starting to kind of run like a machine right now, and we've all been kind of impressed with him to add to our mid and distance guys.
And he's one of your seniors. You always lean toward the seniors, and he, and I know Mason McGreers, I think, is a senior as well, those upperclassmen guys. This is their last shot, and they want to make the most of it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and it, like I said, with those cross-country guys winning state, it just did nothing but fuel the fire, and they've got another goal set. So I'm just kind of helping them, hopefully helping them a little bit to get them where they need to be. So
pretty incredible, Coach. I heard the news, maybe a meet or two ago. You had two 4x8s that both ran under 9. And, of course, your top one is, flirting to getting right around 8 minutes. And then the other one, I think, at the time was maybe ran 8:50. That's pretty incredible for one team.
Yeah, we did our preseason meet, and we kind of have fun with that one a little bit. And I let two of my seniors kind of draft teams, and that was kind of fun. And they ended up less than a second apart from each other, so I couldn't probably have split them up as even as they did. So watching them that day was really fun. And then obviously when you put the top four together, I mean, they're pretty fun to watch. I mean, after they ran that 8:08, they've kind of set a new goal now, so we'll see if they can get there. They're looking at that 8:01. That's kind of, they looked, it was the state meet record for Class C.
I know that Chase County invite, Coach, wow, recently. Wow, what a meet. I mean, the girls and boys, that was a state meet type of meet, both boys and girls, with all the great times and marks, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, before we even got off the bus, I told my kids, both the boys and girls, I said that, you know, this isn't a very big meet, you know, only like 7 teams, but I said it's going to be your toughest one of the season so far. And there was definitely truth to that after watching all the performances and the records. And I mean, it wasn't even just ours. I mean, we had several records, but there were tons of other ones, and it was quite impressive.
The way things going, Coach, that boys team, I know it's, you've got some meets left. You still got to prove yourself at the district meet. But if you get everybody there to Omaha that you're hoping, well, you could score a lot of points down there, and you can make a run for a state title there in Class C.
Yeah, like I said, the boys, they kind of do some of that, and they kind of fill me in what they're thinking, you know, how many points they think they could get. And, you know, so like I said, we got a little ways to go. A big thing, like I said, you got to keep everybody healthy. I had to leave 3 boys home yesterday to Hershey because they were sick. So it's one of those, it's the time of the year where you just stress and stress and stress that, you know, eat right, get plenty of sleep, and, you know, just be smart with your body, because we got to have them all, you know, at districts, and obviously we'll need all of them at state too.
Let's turn to the ladies now. You've got some girls that have done some great things. I know Libby Cole's a senior in with a high jump, runs a quarter, runs on a relay, and she's kind of maybe one of your senior leaders, kind of leads the way for you.
Yeah, Libby's really coming around this year. She's been a really good leader for us this year. We're trying to get some relays figured out. I mean, boys were, you know, I tell the kids, the track season's like a big jigsaw puzzle for me. I try to figure out, you know, where all the pieces go before districts. And, you know, with the boys, I'm pretty close. I got a couple pieces I'm still, you know, moving around. But the girls, I got a lot of pieces I'm still not quite sure of. And, you know, like I said, with some relays, I got a couple injuries that we're trying, little nagging things we're trying to get healed up. I haven't been able to run, you know, Maddie Potts last meet or two here. We're kind of waiting to see when we get her rolling again. And my other senior, Kenna Busick, she's kind of been struggling with a quad strain. We're trying to get her healed up. And, you know, if we can get all them going again and running where they're capable, I mean, I think the girls, we could expect some pretty good things with them too.
You had a freshman step up here on Saturday and the high jump go 5-2. Was that a surprise, or did you kind of see that coming?
I did not, honestly. She came over running to me with just smiles from ear to ear, and I kind of wondered what was up, and she told me she had went 5-2 and won it, so I was like, that was pretty good. And, you know, so we start talking about, okay, what things like, what'd you have for supper the night before, for breakfast, you go to sleep, and I said, you just kind of learn from that for down the road. So hopefully, I'd like, you know, there's possibilities, she and Libby both, maybe we could take two in the high jump if, you know, they get things clicking that day.
And you've got some others. I think Ella Holman's part of a relay too, has done some great things for you and those hurdles. She's going to be a big key for you down the stretch as well.
Yes. Yeah, we're just, like I said, Ella's just kind of, she's getting pretty good on her form. We're just trying to get a little stronger, a little more speed in her. And once we get that, I think her times are going to kind of start dropping too. We're still pushing pretty good on workouts, maybe one or two more pretty tough ones, but then we'll start backing them off quite a bit and letting their bodies and legs start recovering. And I told the kids, I said, you're going to start feeling it. They're going to bounce back, and hopefully their performances will be what we're looking for.
Coach, this SPVA conference meet, of course, in Imperial. Gosh, you know all the teams really well. You see them at a lot of different meets. Chase County's St. Pat's is really coming along. I know the boys with what they've got. There's a great hurdler there. So this is going to be another great conference meet, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it'll be a tough conference meet for sure. I think, you know, like with our boys, I've talked to the coaches a little bit on the way home yesterday. I think we're going to enter it pretty similar to what we may do come districts, and kind of just for a test run to kind of see, you know, if there's anything we need to adjust a little bit. I mean, obviously, you know, you like to do as high, well as you can for conference, but then there's, you know, you got teams like Chase County when they have such depth, it's so tough to beat them. And, you know, especially when we're a little shorthanded on field events this year, it's hard to get as many points as they're going to pull off, but we always shoot, you know, definitely shoot for that top three in conference in both boys and girls. And, you know, we pulled it off last year, and so it's always another, you know, be another goal for us this year.
And coach, when, you know, district time comes around, it's a little different with Chase County moving up to B. We're going to see them in Ogallala this year for B, and now they're not in your district, so it's a little you take that team out that has kind of been one of your chief rivals in the district. Not to say the other teams, the Hemingfords and teams like that, won't be, but it maybe it helps you out a little bit more qualifying to get maybe a few more kids down to Omaha.
Yeah, it definitely made us smile a little bit to see them not in our, you know, district, and I'm sure I'm not the only team that was kind of smiling a little bit, that you feel a little relief that, you know, maybe you got a few others that have a chance now. And so, yeah, we got, like I said, they moved to B, and we actually lost Baird and Kimball went to D, and then we added Valentine and St. Pat's to our district. So I think we're one of the two of the districts that only have 9 teams instead of 10, I think it is.
But overall, you're still going to have a heck of a district. And even adding St. Pat's and what they do, especially on the boys' side, is going to be a tough one, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, when you're adding in state champion hurdler and sprinters, and, you know, they're pretty good. You know, like with us, they got a lot of cross-country kids that come in and run distance for them. So, yeah, it'll be tough. I told the kids, and I got a young sophomore distance runner, I said, we could take five or six guys out of just one race, like a 3,200-meter run, just because of who we have in our district. So I said, just run your race, and we'll see what happens, because I think our district will take several additional qualifiers if we get the right weather.
And, of course, next year with the SPVA, you've got some new members once again coming in with Valentine and Mitchell, I do believe, coming in. So a little bit different look next year.
Yeah, it will be a little bit different. As I said, I'm glad. I think my AD said that we'll get to host the conference meet next year, so that'll be good. I don't have to drive to Valentine or Mitchell next season, so that'll be good.
Well, it seems like your future, Lou Rillick's bright. I mean, not only cross-country side here next year, but also track and field, girls and boys. You got some good seniors graduating, but a lot of underclassmen coming back.
Yeah, I got some, like I said, some freshman boys. I don't have very many, but they're showing some really good improvement so far. Like I said, I got a hurdler, then I got another one that's been running sprints for me. He's, you know, running about a 53 already as a freshman in the four. Another sprinter, like I said, not many, but in the same way with girls, you got sprinter there and some vaulter and some, you know, a hurdler, but not a lot of numbers, but, you know, hopefully they'll keep working and getting stronger. I don't think we'll get a lot of addition next year from our eighth grade. It's one of our smaller classes, so we'll see what we got and, you know, kind of go from there.